Today's words of wisdom, the real blessing is the inner connection with a real master, will be presented in Indonesian and English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulakis of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
Sebagai negara kepulauan yang terbesar di dunia, Indonesia bangga memiliki 17.508 pulau yang tersebar di antara benua Asia dan Australia. Sebagai negeri pulau rempah-rempah, Indonesia telah menjadi satu tujuan dagang yang penting sejak pelaut Cina pertama kali memperoleh untung dari perdagangan rempah-rempah pada zaman dulu kala. Nama Indonesia berasal dari Indos Nesos, yang berarti kepulauan di dekat India. Negeri ini adalah negara dengan jumlah penduduk terbanyak keempat di dunia. Negeri ini juga adalah negara demokrasi terbesar ketiga di dunia setelah India dan Amerika Serikat.
Wilayah Indonesia yang luas, iklim yang tropis, dan geografi yang memiliki banyak pulau menempatkannya sebagai negara dengan keanekaragaman hayati terbesar kedua setelah Brasil, di mana 45% wilayah negara ini ditutupi oleh hutan, dan flora serta faunanya adalah perpaduan antara spesies Asia dan Australia. Dikelilingi oleh ribuan pulau dengan panjang garis pantai lebih dari 80.000 km, lautan tropis Indonesia yang hangat juga memiliki keanekaragaman hayati yang kaya, yang sejalan dengan keberagaman ekosistemnya, antara lain pantai-pantai, bukit-bukit pasir, muara, hutan bakau, terumbu karang, taman rumput laut, dataran pesisir pantai yang berlumpur, pantai pasang surut, taman ganggang laut, dan ekosistem-ekosistem pulau kecil.
Dengan pulaunya yang banyak, tidaklah mengejutkan bila Indonesia memiliki sekitar 300 kelompok etnis, masing-masing dengan ragam budayanya sendiri-sendiri, yang saat ini mengalami perubahan setelah beratus-ratus tahun. Kebudayaan Indonesia yang modern adalah perpaduan dari keanekaragaman ini.
Penduduk Indonesia memiliki iman yang kuat pada keyakinan rohani mereka. Sebagai bangsa yang liberal, Undang-Undang Dasar Indonesia menjamin kemerdekaan beragama bagi semua warga negara. Karena iman dan kerinduan mereka yang dalam pada Tuhan, Maha Guru Ching Hai menerima undangan dari para pencari kebenaran yang tulus untuk membagikan kebijaksanaan dan pengetahuan beliau tentang Tuhan dan alam spiritual.
Kami kini mengundang Anda untuk bergabung dengan kami untuk sesi yang mencerahkan mengenai berkah sejati adalah hubungan batin dengan seorang guru sejati yang disampaikan oleh Maha Guru Ching Hai di Indonesia pada tanggal 19 Maret 1997.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you, Mother. I just initiated for 2 months, Mother. But I already feel that everything is fun. Facing the trouble and then facing my family, everything.
Yes.
One thing I want to ask about the master guidance is about we also read from the the news, mother news, and then from the other brother and sister experience, we get to know that they've already reached another higher consciousness of maybe Buddha land or everything. And then we also are yearning about it, that experience. So, can you please?
Speed up, right? Speed up for you, right? What everybody else earned, the amount of their money, is not yours. Huh? You earn according to your work. Don't ask me to take somebody else's salary and position to give it to you. Everyone is fine. President of Indonesia is only one, for example, huh?
So Indonesia has satu, misalkan.
Yeah, what privilege, honor he has, he earned, huh? And he has to work very hard too for it, huh? So if you want to have this privilege, this honor, you can apply for, you can strive for it, but it's a pretty hard work. I don't know if you can bear it. So maybe better be a prime minister only, huh?
Lebih baik menjadi Perdana Menteri. Sudah cukup. What do you think?
Yeah, less privilege, less honor, less power, but less work. Okay, whatever we get is what we get. Huh? Start with it, continue with it, and reach further later. To be eager to progress is good, but to have strong desire for the quick result, and this can be an obstacle.
I just have an interview of application of a work. During the interview, I had face to face to the boss. Yeah. And then I have to see into his eyes and everything, but after I am going home, I get dizzy.
Uh-huh. Why do you stare at people so much? So don't you get dizzy? You just look at him and you don't have to stare at him like this. Just look casually. Give him the peaceful feeling of your inside. There's no need to try to impress him, you know? That's what makes you dizzy. It's not the look into his eyes, it's your pressure. The pressure you give to yourself, trying to impress the boss that you're a good guy. You are anyhow. Hmm? It's just a boss, it's just a job. Oh, you work so hard, that's why you're dizzy. Next time, take it easy. Huh? Yeah. Sometimes we have a wrong notion that if we, stare at people like this, people will feel good, yeah? Or people will feel impressed, or they will think we are an honest man. It's not true. Kadang-kadang casual. Everything you exert too much effort is not natural. And that put people off and make people uneasy too. Huh? Just look, but casually.
Yeah, tapi santai saja.
Like you're looking at me, how you don't get dizzy when you're looking at me?
Seperti sekarang Anda sedang melihat kepada master, kok tidak berasa pusing?
The only two times we should look into the eyes of the opponent, non-stop, is that when we look to the eyes of the master, or when we look into the eyes of our lover. So the other time, we just forget it, just
casual. Question is, can it be that a really good person that has the initiation in his or her next life be an animal?
If a good person, whether initiated or not, he will not be an animal anyhow. Because only light energy attract light energy. So don't worry, if you are a good person, you stand a good chance that you'll be reborn a human being again. And if you're already a good person and initiated, and then you will be reborn in Buddha's land. In heaven. So don't worry about it. Huh? Make sure you are really good.
The second question, are you promising us that if we get initiation, we will have spiritual experiences?
Yes.
Yes. Apakah Anda menjanjikan kita, kalau kita mendapatkan inisiasi, kita akan mendapatkan pengalaman untuk pengalaman batin? Jawabnya ya.
You ask the old initiates, they tell you, yes, yes or no?
Yes!
Anda bisa tanya kepada para saudara-saudari lain yang sudah diinisiasi.
Not only spiritual experiences, everything in your life become better. The people who sit here are the good.
Yang duduk di sini sudah berinisiasi, sudah mengikuti master cukup lama. Ini adalah bukti yang nyata.
So many things I can write thousand books about the benefit of meditation, of the initiation. But you have to be sincere and work also.
Tapi kita harus dengan setulus hati kita sendiri juga.
I can only offer you a job, an employment, but you must work in order to earn it.
Master hanya bisa memberikan satu pekerjaan kepada kita, tapi kita harus berusaha sendiri secara masing-masing.
Okay, so it's up to you.
Terserah pada kita sendiri.
I'm still finish my study and I do my thesis. It needs about 1 year and it must do the experiment outside the town. And it will happen in 2 months later. I cook my breakfast for my lunch and for my dinner. I eat what my friends cook and they never initiate it. It is out of my expense. Explain how to do the best.
Whoever cooks is okay. You have a problem with food, right?
Because
you don't have time to cook, right?
Yes.
As long as he cooks vegetarian for you, it is better for you. Otherwise, please try to cook for yourself. Not cook yourself. Try to cook for yourself.
I'll
buy something outside.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, doesn't matter who cooks for you. It's better to, if you can, just tell him to recite the Buddha, whatever his religion, religious belief, if he can. And then it's better for the food.
Thank you.
What are you studying?
Oceanology.
And 1 more year you finished?
Later.
Maybe. 2 years? Many years? Take your time. No problem, don't worry. Study as much as you have to, Meditate as much as you can. And just eat the food from your friends.
Yeah,
it's alright. I eat in restaurant, I eat in hotel, I eat anywhere, in an airplane. I can't always have a cook also. I cannot always cook for myself.
I only try to meditate and study about different kind of spiritual book, study about the technique of meditation by the method of matter. But
you study different kind of methods?
Yes, I study a book of the Theosophy book and Master book,
You study with different kind of philosophy? And different kind of techniques?
Yes, about the esoteric teaching of the master.
You know the problem with you? You study too much. Don't stop studying and concentrate inside. You don't have much time now. You read books. Don't read books too much. Can read a little bit. Concentrate on one path because you have to be hurry now.
Yes.
Okay.
I wish Master will help me, give me a guide to access a real meditation so that I can enter in a team to study of myself.
I will, if you stop reading too many paths, reading theories is good, but practice is better.
Membaca itu baik, tetapi praktek lebih baik.
Any teaching of any masters, a real master has benefit, has a blessing power, but only 30%. So the real blessing from inside, from the connection inside with the real master.
Then
you have to try that. The more we read the different theory and philosophy, the more confused we become. And the more we are entangled in this intellectual plane and argumentative kind of existence, and we will not reach above that. Every master emphasizes one-pointed devotion, not because the master is dictative or controlling you, but the mind is already full of garbage and running all directions already, and you continue feeding with different kind of informations which you do not understand by self-realization. Then how can you reach above the mind level and go into deeper and more glorious inner plane of existence. If reading philosophies and teaching of the master can bring you to the inner plane, all the Buddhists gone to Nirvana, all the Catholics gone to heaven, huh? Already. No need any master to come again and again and again. We have tons of books in different philosophy and religion. If reading books is enough for you, I don't have to come here and answer your question or give you initiation. Just read my books. Even my books are not to be relied on alone. You have to meditate. I always tell you meditate. Huh? Why? I didn't tell you read my books and that's it. I'm talking fairly, not because I forbid you to read any other master philosophy. It's good if you want to broaden your knowledge, but meditation, meditation, meditation is your main course of life. Nothing else can help you. And the older you become, the quicker, the more you must meditate. We don't have much time.
Master, all spiritual books about meditation say that the love of Guru is a copy of God's love. Master, I want this eternal love from you, that the Divine Mother, you are with me always, blessing and protect me. Then this love will be my ticket to heaven. This is just a pride.
Great. Why one copy? Why not one the original, huh?
Kenapa kau minta kopi, kau tidak minta yang asli?
Original love for yourself, inside, the master is inside you. I'm just a guy, you know, a finger, to point to you where to look for, huh? Just teaching you the way to reach your inner self, your real master, okay? Now later, I'm not your master at all, okay?
There is a question. Dear Master, I would like to ask you a question. Because I am not yet initiated. I have trouble and then I pray in front of the Master Buddha. And soon, you are coming in the shape of a Master and appear in front of me. I ever twice dream about you. My uncle is your disciple. I only want to know if the dream is real Master or not.
How? You dream and you ask me. If it makes you feel good after, feel relaxed and happy, that's real. If you're sincere in your heart and your prayer is deep and truthful, that is real. It depends on you. Next time if the master comes, ask her, are you real?
Jadi kalau kebetulan master muncul, tanyalah kepada master, apa master anda benar-benar master?
Very useful question, huh?
Ini pertanyaan yang sangat penting. Are you a master for the rich and for the noble people only?
Is that true? You answer.
Saya tidak tahu. Anda sendiri yang lebih baik menjawabnya.
Am I?
No.
What do you mean by for the rich and the noble?
Untuk orang kaya atau untuk orang you mean is
materially?
Yeah, materially is for the rich only and for the people who have rank.
Oh really? All you here have ranks and rich?
Apa anda semua di sini punya kedudukan dan kaya?
I don't really know because I never ask how much you earn and what kind of position you have. What kind of question is that? Check it out yourself. Of course I'm only for the rich and the noble. What do you think? Only the rich in spirit. Only the noble in the soul can come to me. That is true.
Hanya yang kaya yang
kaya. If you want to follow me, let's go.
Master, I often get a headache and tell everyone, other people, who have bad attitudes to me. I'm very sensitive and whenever I see someone who is not decent, I cannot control myself and my headache.
Oh, I see. If he sees some bad people or negative people, he get a headache, right?
Yeah.
Is he initiated?
Siapa yang bertanya? Apakah sudah diinisiasi?
Not, not initiated.
Yes. Yes.
I don't look at the people too intensively. Don't pay attention too much about what they're doing and what they are saying, unless it's really important and concerning you. Okay? Mm-hmm. You pay too much attention to the outer appearance and activities of other people. That's why you get headache. Concentrate more inside. Okay, brother?
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
After initiation, is my heart, my mind, and my soul, so far it is locked, and now is it open?
Is it open? Huh? Yes or no? Yes or tidak?
Apa yang setelah inisiasi open, dia merasakan bahwa dia punya hati sudah terbuka. Mungkin sebelumnya belum, tapi setelah sudah terbuka atau belum, dia menanyakan. Jadi master menanyakan kembali, sudah atau belum? Huh? Jawab, sudah atau belum? Correct?
Yes.
Ya, sudah.
Well, if it is not open, then it is closed.
Kalau belum buka berarti masih tutup.
Try to be aware, huh? Then you will know that it's open. Try to concentrate more inside while you meditate.
Berusaha mengonsentrasikan ke dalam terus supaya lebih bisa terbuka. And,
okay, it's up to you. If you think it's open, it's open. If you want to close it, it's closed. Try to meditate and then you see the light, and that's when you know it's open. Alright? And then if you see that you are more open, your attitude more open, more loving, more kind, more accepting, that is when you know you are open. Huh? Your soul is open, your wisdom is open.
Master, why don't we have a group meditation in all Asia at the same time and at the same place? So we have a big blessing.
Same place? Well, if you can, do it. I cannot dictate people what to do.
Master tidak bisa mendiktasi untuk apa harus dilakukan.
Everyone meditate according to his own time and his national kind of rhythm, and holidays and all that, and their own arrangement within each other. I cannot dictate people what to do.
That's
a good idea. Why don't we come all to Indonesia and meditate together and do nothing else? It's all good. Huh? Meditate together, also good. And when we take turn to meditate, also good. Because we take turn to bless the world, or we bless the world one time and no blessing in one week, it's also good. In many countries, we also don't have a real meditation center. People have to rent a place in the school or something, and it depends on the situation and the timetable of the rental place that they meditate when and how. Huh? Okay.
Master, with your method, can it heal our sickness and change our faith?
Yes, can.
Apakah dengan melatih metode guru bisa menyembuhkan penyakit kita dan bisa merubah nasib kita?
Yes.
Jawabnya bisa.
It has been proven this way.
Dan itu sudah dibuktikan.
There are many examples.
Ada banyak contoh.
You read it in the magazine, you hear it in the retreat exercise.
Anda membaca majalah dan bisa melihat, membaca lebih banyak lagi. The next question, if we every day meditate with your method, can we ourselves step up our ability, or we need some other people to guide us?
Guide us for what?
To guide us in meditation.
No, you don't need anyone, you need yourself. We already tell you what to do and instruction you know, and you continue that.
Kita sudah memberitahu apa yang harus Anda lakukan dan harus Anda melanjutkan dengan apa yang sudah diinstruksikan.
But sometimes if you forget something about instruction, or you have some kind of question, then you can ask the one who knows better, or the Guanyin messenger, or I'll write to me. That's it.
I often feel my body not fit. When I go for a check-up in Singapore, nothing was found. Until now, it is very disturbing my concentration. And my concentration is not strong and easy to forget. And why is that? And how can we overcome?
Where is the person?
Yang mana yang menanyakan?
Oh, you look good to me. Anda merasakan, Anda terlihat baik untuk master. What's the problem that you have to go to the hospital? What kind of sickness that you feel? Apa yang dirasakan?
Saya rasakan tuh cepat capek dan konsentrasi itu ya cepat lupa gitu.
He feels tired, exhausted very fast, and he is forgetful.
Oh,
he can't concentrate too well.
Just try your best. Maybe you're new and very difficult to concentrate yet because it's a habit we have to cultivate with time. What kind of job you doing? It may be your job that makes you feel exhausted.
Apa yang Anda bekerja? Pekerjaan apa yang Anda melakukan? Mungkin pekerjaan itu yang bikin Anda capek atau lelah.
Does it require a lot of mental exertion or something like that?
Meminta satu pekerjaan mental yang Anda melakukan?
Justru ya, saya jumpain biasanya tuh saya dapatkan lingkungan yang kurang begitu baik di dalam keluarga gitu.
And he meets always wrong environment. His environment is not good. Maybe also in the family and so on.
Yes, that can make you feel very tired. If we do not have a harmony in our lifestyle and daily contact with our relatives and friends, that could feel very, very exhausting. Okay, there are two solutions.
Ada dua solusi yang bisa dipilih.
The first one is try to make peace within yourself and the people, the wrong people that you meet. Use your love, patience, and tolerance to win over their friendship and cooperation. And then, with the time, things will change for the better for you. Or,
quit
them. You choose.
Okay.
You choose which one of the two solutions.
Yang mana Anda mau, Anda pilih sendiri.
Is that okay?
Sudah mengerti?
Boleh kasih saya kesempatan, saya mau mengungkapkan yang sebenarnya.
Would you please give him chance? He would like to say something to you.
Sure.
Okay, jadi begini ya, saya tuh keadaannya tuh ya benar-benar di dalam bisnis pun ya, saya tuh dirampas oleh kakak saya sendiri. Ya di keluarga pun ya, saya juga dengan keluarga saya sendiri juga ya itu kurang pengertian terhadap saya ya, dan begitu juga ya posisi di keluarga saya pun ya itu keadaannya tuh ya memang kelihatannya kurang begitu bersahabat gitu.
He says that he in business also his older brother has snatched away the position,
his business.
And also his surrounding in the family, he doesn't get love or respect or attention from his people.
Yes.
That is bothering him.
Yes, I understand. I already sensed this way. I already knew. That's why I have told you, try to win over with love and harmony. Not just ignore. It's very difficult to ignore the person that are close to you. But that's the way the Maya used to try to put us down, to make us feel bad and feel exhausted. We have to be clever and ignore it. But normally love and patience and tolerance will win friendship in the long term. Yeah, it doesn't matter what people do to us, if we cannot handle it with fairness, then we have to use love.
Forgiveness.
You can try your best to win it back again, your position and whatever you lost. Do it, but without hatred.
Jangan lakukan dengan rasa dendam atau benci di dalam hati, tetapi dengan cinta kasih.
Justru saya tidak dendam dan tidak sakit hati dengan mereka. Justru saya tuh tidak bisa menanggulangi ya yang proses sekarang ini yang sangat menderitakan saya. Dan juga sampai sekarang tuh terkatung-katung masa saya itu bisnis saya maupun bisnis saya ini gitu.
Actually, he doesn't have hatred in his heart,
mm-hmm.
but the situation is such that has brought him into tor. So he can't do any business, he cannot do nothing, he's nowhere, he's just lost.
Oh, God.
The situation is very bad.
Then do something else. Begin a new direction. maybe that business is not good for you. If you try to win over, you cannot, that means, okay, God wants you to change. Maybe something better waiting for you in the future, don't worry. So just be loving, kind, and believe in God, and meditate. Sometimes we think that we lost something and it's not good for us, and we try to grieve and cry over it. But next time, God gives something even better. Just believe, have faith, and be patient. There's nothing really so important in this life. We might have something better in the future, huh? Just wait. I promise you, if you're really good in your heart, sincere and without hatred, whatever you lost, you will gain 10 times more. I promise from my knowledge and my own experience.
Justru saya sekarang mau tanya, ya sekarang saya punya batin ya, itu lemah ya sekarang ya. Konsentrasi saya juga lemah ya. Supaya bagaimana saya bisa kuat kembali seperti dulu yang saya dapatkan ya sukses selama 15 tahun bisnis saya. Dengan sekejap saya dirampas oleh kakak saya begitu saja. Ya bagaimana untuk mengembalikan kekuatan saya punya batin begitu.
He has lost his spirit because his brother has snatched away everything.
Yeah.
And he is feeling very, very weak for himself. So he wants Master to please guide him or help him so that he gets back what has been snatched off. Maybe his spirit, his energy, so that he can do something better.
You will. You will.
Akan diberikan oleh Master.
You will.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You will very soon. Just be patient and nurse yourself really well. God never forsake the good and the sincere.
Have faith in God.
Huh? Mempunyai kepercayaan dengan Tuhan.
Itu ya.
Everything takes time. Okay,
semuanya akan memakan waktu. Nanti akan datang.
Okay?
Okay. In one of your magazine, you said, if one has been initiated, he or she will get a final liberation and not come back to the world again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is Master guaranteed this and promise in this case?
Guaranteed, promised. You cannot just enroll in the college and then say, Professor, will you guarantee me a doctor degree after 7 years when you stay home and sleep all day? It's not fair. I have to work and study for you and then I have to take exam for you or what? I eat vegetarian for you, I keep the precept for you. I'm going to do meditation for you. Yeah, Master can do everything, that's for sure.
Master bisa melakukan apapun juga, itu memang betul.
If I can do everything for you, then I don't need to give initiation even. I just point the fingers at you, liberate, 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 liberate. Everyone. Mucho gracias.
I experience the spiritual experience, namely is a white matter. But not in the meditation system. I'd like to join with initiation and meditation. Is that really on the same line according to you? Now I am vegetarian and driving myself into the holy spiritual. Can I have been initiated?
What kind of white or black method that you're following?
Dan mana yang Anda mengikuti metode putih atau hitam itu ditanya oleh Master? Siapa yang menanyakan pertanyaan?
Just follow yourself, right? Who is it?
Siapa yang menanyakan?
You just meditate alone and no master, no method.
Anda melakukan meditasi tanpa seorang guru atau metode?
Saya bukan meditasi. Hanya untuk menolak orang yang apa? Untuk menolak untuk orang yang berniat jahat terhadap diri saya. Gitu. Tapi saya berminat, saya lebih cenderung ke meditasi. Gitu.
He has a master, but that's not helping him with the meditation, but only to avoid maybe the one that's not good, or maybe something that's black, or that, but not meditation.
That's already very good, Master. Very good. Mm-hmm. But that is only according to moral standard, yeah? Make you become a good person. But to know yourself, to realize God, you must go deeper inside, above the moral standard even. A step deeper, huh? You like to go deeper and come to us?
Yes, I wish.
Yes. But your Master has already teach you very, very good things. A very good Master, huh?
Saya belum diinisiasi, tapi saya mendambakannya. Problemnya ialah, saya belum 100% sukses menjadi vegetaris. Pertanyaannya, apakah Master tetap berkenan menginisiasi saya dan membantu saya agar berhasil menjadi 100% vegetarian?
Oh. This person wishes to be initiated. He is not 100% vegetarian. He's 50%.
50%.
Yeah, would you try to help him to become 100% vegetarian?
Oh, he has to help himself.
I
can't be around and tell him what to eat.
Master tidak bisa membantu kita untuk mengatakan apa yang kita harus makan.
The choice is yours.
Pilihan di tangan kita sendiri.
If you sincerely want to be vegetarian, why don't you be vegetarian? So simple.
Bila dengan setulus hati Anda ingin menjadi vegetaris, jadilah vegetaris. Itu kan satu persoalan yang gampang.
When you are sincerely wanting something, God will help you.
Kalau Anda menginginkan sesuatu dengan setulus hati Anda, pasti Tuhan akan membantu.
Only another 50% when you go photo, huh? How would you like to have a 50% wife or a half of a child or something like that?
Atau separuh daripada anak.
If you want something, have it completely.
Kalau mau sesuatu, dapat sesuatu yang penuh.
Ya, mau clear-cut, huh?
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Terima kasih atas kehadiran Anda yang penuh kasih pada episode Kata-Kata Bijak hari ini. Kami menunggu Anda untuk bergabung dengan kami lagi pada hari Jumat, untuk bagian ketiga dari Berkah Sejati adalah hubungan batin dengan seorang guru sejati. Model sukses akan hadir selanjutnya di Supreme Master Television setelah berita patut disimak. Tetaplah bersama kami. Semoga segala upaya Anda membuahkan kesuksesan.
Thank you for your caring presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. We look forward to you joining us again on Friday for part 3 of The Real Blessing is the Inner Connection with a Real Master. Models of Success is coming up next on Supreme Master Television after Northworthy News. Please stay tuned. May all your endeavors be met with success.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.